T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
We're talking about the Con Edison people. They're saying, they're warning right now, we may have another blackout this weekend because, like John said, the temperatures are going up high 90s. Real feel like 106, 108.
Wow.
So be prepared. What do you? How do you prepare? Get your flashlight batteries all
no,
juiced up.
What they're
drink a
saying,
lot of water.
No, don't do your laundry this weekend. Don't run dryers. Don't run your AC at 68. Crank your AC up. Keep the windows covered so you don't need as much AC. I mean, there are a lot of really simple steps the population could take to save the grid, but everybody's going to be doing their laundry.
Well, people, a lot of single people, a lot of people who work during the week, that's when they can do their laundry on the weekends. But, you know, I guess you...
Oh, just buy new underwear.
Guy from Belgium has set
Crickets.
a new world record.
Not even John.
A guy from Belgium spent 116 straight hours sitting on a toilet.
Oh, that's nice.
I didn't know they even... I guess they have... Everything you can possibly do in that book of records.
I mean, I guess he didn't have to take bathroom breaks, but still.
Yeah, he holds the record.
Do you get paid for that?
He wasn't able to meet his goal of 165 hours. Instead, clocking in at 116 hours.
That's enough for me. I got enough information on that. I think he broke the record. The guy that held that record also held the record for eating the most Taco Bell chalupas in one day,
okay.
I think. That's a possibility. I think a good candidate for the DA of the day is a guy from Florida. No surprise there. Derek McKay pulled over for speeding last week. However, the motor vehicle infraction would soon become the least of Derek's worries. When he rolled down the window, officer alertly noticed the smell of marijuana coming wafting from his car. He claimed, "I have nothing illegal in my possession." He said, "Well, you mind if we search you?" And sure enough, they found crack in his crack.
Ew.
What?
Ew, I just got it.
You just got it.
What took you?
Crack.
What took you to get
she
that?
So,
hey, no one got my underwear jokes.
She's amazing. You can't get anything by her. She got it.
Yeah.
They found more than a dozen small baggies containing crack, heroin, Molly, Lortab pills, and Oxy from the said location.
Up the exit.
Up the exit. Yeah. So now he's facing all kinds of charges. There's no doubt about it.
But when do you think that was, you know, put there? Like when he got pulled over?
I think he probably, that's a nice place to store it. You don't have to worry about
when you're carrying that kind of, when you're carrying that kind of baggage, you got to pack that up early, I guess.
Yeah. Be prepared.
Like, it's like when you go to Florida, Scott, you pack a little earlier.
No, I don't pack like that.
Right.
I don't pack like that. I certainly don't carry my golf clubs there.
Ew.
Seven.
Maybe a couple of Titleists, but that's it.
7:54 at CBS FM. I was talking about, we were talking about Prime Day, and Amazon hit on this thing, and it's such a, you know, because this is usually in the retail business a dead time of the year.
Right.
You know, summertime, the dog days of summer, and Amazon just turned the whole retail world upside down, and now everybody's got something going. When they first did it, people made fun of them, the other experts, right?
Right.
So now Target's got their deal days.
Right.
Macy's got Black Friday in July.
Yeah.
And all of them has, I think Walmart's got big time summer deals. So they
well,
all
it must
wanted,
work for them.
They wanted a little piece of the pie. Well, they didn't do that the first year. Until
doesn't
they,
matter.
Until
they're
they
on
saw
they're
the,
on board now, Scott. Don't they, look back.
Until they saw the results.
Right.
They say that Amazon's online purchases go up like 50% or more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And thanks to people like
Lightbulb
over there, they got it going, right?
And it lasts till 3 a.m. our time, midnight California time tonight.
How many different purchases have you made?
Well, yesterday I was under $200 in purchases. Today I'm under $100.
So you're, again, taking work time to buy,
yes.
As is every other American, I guess.
More time she takes is fine with me.
How many blenders?
God, Scott. I didn't get the blender, but I got the air fryer.
That went right over.
I'm a considerate boss.
Oh, my God.
7:56, you're on yours.
I would like to sit in his office and do it. He's happy.
CBS FM. Radio.com.
Radio.com. 76 now, 90 later today.
110, the real feel?
Yeah, so the real problem with that is you've got to keep forcing fluids. You get dehydrated. You get sick to your stomach. You can get lightheaded. But then it's a huge drain on the power grid, so you got to watch out for that as well.
I got you. For God's sakes, don't be lightheaded. I don't know
I'm
if you're
surprised. People get sick in heat.
John,
and,
I want to see.
Animals can't take it either.
Yeah. I put my three dogs out for about 10, 15 minutes, and all three tongues are hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
They want
mine
back in.
Jump in the pool. They like want to swim just to cool off.
Oh, the puppy does too, Luna.
Oh, she looks like an Olympic diver. She goes up in the air and splat.
You should see it in slow mo.
You should take it in slow mo.
I have it in slow mo.
John's a music lover. I want to see if you remember this song, John. That was very controversial. It was Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
Blurred Lines.
Great song.
And when that song came out, they had a video, and it starred a topless woman. And there were two videos. One, she was topless, and the other, she wasn't topless.
Right.
And her name was Emily Ratajkowski.
Mm-hmm.
And she has since parlayed her figure into becoming an actress.
Right.
Good for her.
And if you saw her, on her first couple of things, she was not...
No, she was a child star.
Hard to tell. She wasn't really a child star, was she?
Well, she got her start on iCarly. She was Gibby's girlfriend.
Yeah, I'd never heard of her till she did this video.
Well, you didn't watch iCarly.
Yeah, that's the problem. And I'm sure it was out of my house. But
Gone Girl was the big
one. Her first big break was Gone Girl, where she played the girlfriend.
Yeah, the college student who left her panties in the office.
Wow.
Remember her red panties?
Don't you hate it when they do that?
What?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, stay tidy.
Yeah, that didn't happen on iCarly, I don't think.
No, it was not. You're right.
The little chubby kid.
At least that we know of.
Yeah.
So as you probably already know this, but Brad is wired. He knows everybody. And she's doing a new flick, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a little film called Lying and Stealing. She sort of is the star of this. So, they have to she has to jostle for position in this movie star ranking system. But she's getting ahead in the game. Because
she's not afraid to work.
She's a huge internet.
That's right. She's an Instagram star. She has her main cashola is making money through selling swimwear and bikinis, and she has 23.5 million followers on Instagram. Scott,
wow. Amazing.
Yeah,
They like cheesecake kind of pictures.
Yeah.
They're fashion pictures.
No, they're not. They're bathing suit, sort of.
Yeah, there's a big difference between what men think are fashion pictures and what women think.
When I see those photos on our Instagram, I don't think of cheesecake. No.
Apple pie.
All right, so anyway, you got to hang out.
Very serious.
Like there's one. Do you think of that as a fashion shot? Because it's just tan lines.
Right.
With nothing else.
That's it?
Yeah.
So it's about skin protection.
Yeah. Anyway, Brad,
very serious interview, Scott, because I wanted to keep it straight here.
She's got a new movie coming out. Is it going to be in theaters everywhere?
Yeah, it might be in one theater, maybe.
All right, good.
Lying and Stealing is the name of the movie. Right. And she has a new dog as well.
Brad and Emily Ratajkowski.
Hey, Emily. How are you? Good to see you. All right. So what kind of woman is she?
She's all kinds of women. She's a redhead. She's a blonde. She speaks Italian at one point. She's kind of a multifaceted lady who knows how to use her acting.
Is she outsmarting this gentleman in the movie?
I think they kind of play a little song and dance with each other, and then eventually they combine.
How do you know you have chemistry out of the box when you get on the camera
stuff? You don't, just hope for the best. You hope the camera's picking it up.
Right. And every night, are you analyzing your role during the day? You're going, all right, I did this, I did that, I'm going to do something tomorrow? Or?
I think acting's a weird kind of thing where you have to not think too much. So it's important to kind of just really do the research, be in the moment, and hope for the best.
And what's your dog's name?
Columbo.
Columbo. How did you name it Columbo?
I don't know. Right. Like, I just, like, we it sounded right. It sounded like the legend Columbo, you know?
Cuddly
yeah,
dog?
Yeah, he is cuddly. Yeah.
Well, lucky dog. Well done.
Thank you so much, Emily.
That's a cute little dog.
He's adorable.
Brad, you showed me the video of it.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that dog? What breed is that?
I don't know. It's a little.
Yeah, it looks like a little bit of a mix of some kind of shepherd, maybe some kind of.
It's got
hound.
A little, some miniature shepherd kind
of
look.
Yeah, and it's got a little hound like legs, you know, a little shorter. And
jeez, you'd love to be that dog, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Just do some cuddling with
right,
the swimwear.
That's enough out of you, sicko. Today is Free Ticket Tuesday on CBS FM.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.